This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump said Saturday that he was considering a type of enforceable quarantine to prevent people in New York and parts of New Jersey and Connecticut from traveling. Trump told reporters at the White House that it would be for a short period of time if it were done at all.
We might not have to do it, but there's a possibility that sometime today we'll do a quarantine, short term, 2 weeks on New York, probably New Jersey, certain parts, and Connecticut.
Under the country's constitutional system, states have the power and responsibility for maintaining public order and safety. Meanwhile, the president sent off a Navy hospital ship from Norfolk, Virginia to New York Saturday to help ease the burden on the city's health care system that is being overwhelmed by the coronavirus pandemic. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez announced on Saturday that all non-essential workers must stay home for at least 2 weeks, the latest government measure in the fight against the coronavirus. As Emer McCarthy of Reuters reports, the announcement comes as Spain continues to battle the deadly virus.
Hospitals remain overcrowded in the capital, Madrid, with nursing homes across the country also overwhelmed by patients. According to Spanish media, the Madrid City of Justice, an empty building which was designed amid the failed City of Justice project in 2005, is said to be turned into a second makeshift morgue for coronavirus victims. After an ice skating rink, normally a popular venue for children's birthday parties, was converted earlier this week. Spain extended its lockdown on Thursday and said it was fighting a real war over medical supplies to contain the death toll. The country is turning to China for critical products.
This is VOA.